Hello, it's Rich Wilson aboard Great American 3. It's February 17th at 21:52 GMT. We are at 6 degrees and 18 minutes north and 34 degrees 37 minutes west. We finally get out of our own private little low-pressure system there that was sucking the winds in towards its center and therefore bending them from their normal northeast direction here to more of a north-northeast or even north direction. So we were headed off pretty far to the west on starboard tack. And as we got out from under the clouds into a little bit clearer sky, it was remarkable actually how quickly we got a 10 to 15 degree lift. So we're up heading now at about 345 degrees true, almost to north, making about 10 knots with the staysail and three reefs in the main, with about 25 knots of wind, 30 knots of wind across the deck. The boat's fairly easily overpowered, and coming in before the staysail is really too big for the boat right now. Need a smaller staysail. So we have too much sail up there. But anyway, we're going along, and with the lift also, it's been a little bit better because it means we are going a little bit off of, we're not going hard up into the wind and therefore into the seas, so we're not crashing around as much as we have been, which is a lot better for the boat. Still, we every once in a while have a tremendous crash. We wonder how everything holds together, but we've had fewer of those, and hopefully as we get further north, the wind will lift a little bit more, and then the question will be whether we go with it or whether we just continue north and ease the sheets out a little bit. Generally, there's two different strategies for this leg of the race. There's a high-pressure system that's called the Azores High, and you can either go up and around that to the west, then get the westerlies coming in over the top of that, perhaps some low-pressure systems coming across. Or if that is situated a little bit further to the west, might try to go more directly and tack up the eastern side of that into the wind. And it looks like it's hard to know exactly what's going to happen now, but that system may be pretty far to the west by the time we get up there, dislocated pretty severely. So maybe hard to get up and around to go to the westerlies, but we'll see. So anyway, the boat's hanging in there. We're not on our most efficient autopilot setting, trying to take a little bit of the load off of the pilot to steering linkage. So we have a setting that means the pilot isn't turning the rudders as much, so we're kind of wandering around the ocean a little bit more than usual. But maybe it's a conservative ploy that hopefully will help. We have a keel at pretty much full cant here. And we're right on the edge of where we have to pretty seriously consider putting a storm jib up, which is kind of remarkable for only having 23 or not the wind. So because we just can't carry this diesel. That's just too big. And we don't have anything in between that and the storm jib. So anyway, hopefully we'll have some stars out tonight. Should be good for the spirits. We had a little bit of sun at the end of the afternoon, poking through the clouds as they receded. We'll check in with you again tomorrow. Great American 3 Officer.